Penguin Random House Audio presents Wake Up to the Joy of You. 52 meditations and practices for a calmer, happier life. This is the author, Agapi Stassinopoulos. With immense gratitude for my beloved teacher, John Roger, who showed me that living in a state of loving is the gateway to grace. Find out where joy resides and give it a voice far beyond singing, for to miss the joy is to miss all. Robert Louis Stevenson. Introduction. You are so real is my favorite compliment to receive. It thrills my heart because I had to work so hard and dig through so many layers to get to my true self. It takes a lifetime to become you, and it takes a lot of trust and unlearning to be happy being you. Unraveling the mystery of who you are and how to make life work is a sacred journey. Since we only have this precious life, it's so worth doing what it takes to get to know yourself. In this book, I share with you what I learned on my journey in order to help you along yours, wherever you are now. It's a roadmap to yourself. Ironically, it was studying acting, the art of being other people, that led me to myself. As a student at the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art, I thought I was headed towards a glorious acting career, but I couldn't land the parts I wanted. It filled me with self-doubt, fear, insecurity. After a lot of disappointment, it dawned on me that in this life, I am assigned to play the part of Agapi. I am supposed to play that part fully and wholeheartedly. We are each assigned a unique part in this magnificent universal play. Not only that, we're each supposed to write the script, direct the scenes, and produce the play. You figure it out as you go. And here's the magical thing I discovered. You have invisible co-writers, co-directors, and co-producers who will help you if you let them. But here's the catch. You have to invite them in to help write your script. You have to listen to them and trust that they will do their part. Once I learned to allow help in, I moved from feelings of loneliness and separation to a place of knowing my oneness with spirit, and through that, how I am connected to others and to my core self. Once I gave myself permission to be the unique person that I am, I began to live with a feeling of love and abundance and safety. Life became more fun and prosperous. In my book, Unbinding the Heart, I wrote a lot about how the events of my life shaped me and how I learned to embrace myself. But it wasn't until I took the message out to people all over the world that it dawned on me how everyone, every single person, is looking for the same thing. A connection to themselves and to each other. We all face the same challenges in this journey. They just have different packaging. Everyone is looking for the path to themselves. You know how in fairy tales there are those helpful animals who assist you on your way home? That's what this book will be for you. It signals what you should pay attention to. It lights up the doors you may have missed and shows you where you've been keeping the keys. It leads you back to the joy of you. This book is 52 light posts guiding you on the way back to yourself, one for every week of the year. Although you can work at your own pace and choose which topics most speak to you. The chapters are organized to begin with the building blocks of self-care, meditation, health, making time for yourself. and with the common roadblocks to self-care, pouring your energy into other people, for example, or living in denial. And then move on to common conflict areas such as relationships, money, self-esteem, anxiety, jealousy, and getting over your childhood. As you start to let go of your aches and pains, you can move to the chapters about making peace and supporting yourself. You will learn to trust your creativity, let go of anything that no longer serves you, make your ego an ally, and keep your heart open. And finally, there are chapters about broadening your perspective and connecting to the bigger spirit that lives inside you. Each chapter offers wisdom from a lifetime of spiritual seeking, inspiring stories, and either action plans or guided meditations to support you in letting go of what doesn't work and finding what does. Keep this book by your bedside. It is your loving companion. Be creative and have fun with it. Use it as a tool to unlock your joy and goodness. Imagine each chapter as a musical scale to practice on your way to becoming the real you. Eventually, you'll write your own symphony and sing your own song, the song that is waiting to be sung by you. I highly recommend you keep a journal to record your daily changes, thoughts, and shifts. It can be so self-supportive and grounding to write things down. I wrote this book with a prayer and with the intention in my heart to share all the truths I have learned along the way, and the big truth that every day, moment by moment, all you have to do is be yourself, and that's enough. Nothing more, nothing less. As we meet ourselves in all our facets, our spirit will match us and help us along the way. The miracle of your life will unfold when you stand steady on the foundation of you. Don't postpone loving yourself. Join me in this adventure to wake up to the joy of you. Chapter 1. The Art of Meditation. Know the world in yourself. Never look for yourself in the world. Ancient Egyptian proverb. From the moment you wake up to the second you fall asleep, I'm willing to bet that you are completely consumed by the outside world. There's work, relationships, finances, making dinner, getting the kids to do their homework. Your mind is filled with chatter about your kid's report card, your friend who filed for divorce, your rent, those 10 pounds you need to lose. It's never ending. Reality can be the ultimate taskmaster. It will never give you a break unless you take one and create a new habit of freeing yourself from the cycle of doing. Most of us are so caught up in just keeping pace that we neglect our inner worlds. But there is a reason why we are called human beings and not human doings. Your inner world has nothing to do with your thoughts, your emotions, your unpaid bills, or your worries about whether your partner really loves you. In order to move past these worldly concerns that can consume you, I like to imagine being in a plane. As you ascend, the city below looks otherworldly, with small patches of green and minute toy houses. You feel a sense of detachment, elevation, and perspective. The noise of the world quiets. This is one of the reasons why I love to fly. I can think clearly, find solutions to challenging situations, and feel gratitude for the mystery of being alive. I always promise myself that when I land safely, I will never worry again. Then I land and pick up my worries at the baggage claim. That's why I meditate, to bring back that feeling of a higher perspective. Meditation involves going deeper into who you are. D.H. Lawrence wrote, "Let us lose sight of ourselves and break."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?